Welcome to the Citygate Church podcast. Today's message was recorded at our live Sunday services, and we hope that it encourages you to know God, find freedom, discover purpose, and make a difference.
So I'd like you to turn in your Bibles, please, to Galatians chapter 5. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. We thank you, Lord God, that you uphold all things by the power of your word. We thank you, Lord God, that you sent your word and healed. Lord, you cast out evil spirits with your word. The centurion said, only speak a word and my servant will be healed. Lord, you've exalted your word even above your name. And Lord, it's an honor to gather around your word today. And we know that your word is spirit and life, truth. And we open our hearts, God, with faith and with humility. And we mix faith with your word right now. Lord, you've said a whole generation did not enter in because they did not mix faith with the word they heard. Well, Father, ahead of time right now, we declare we're not going to be those who just hear, but those who do. In faith. We thank you, Lord God, that as we step out by faith, as we lay hold of your word by faith, as we believe it and declare it, your word will prosper where you send it and accomplish everything that you desire your word to fulfill in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Can we give him some praise right now for his word? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful. Galatians chapter 5, says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. The word we would use today for that is freedom. Let's all say freedom. Freedom. That didn't sound very good, did it? Should we all say freedom?
Freedom.
Freedom. You see, you've got to have the voice with the word. You know, God says as much about his voice as he does about his word. His voice shakes the desert. His voice divides the flame of fire. There's something about the voice of God. The Bible talks a lot about his voice because his voice actually carries his word. Otherwise, you've just got air. Hello? And I wonder sometimes if some believers don't enter into everything that God has for them just because all that's coming out is air instead of a voice. Hello? There's got to be a voice with your faith. Faith has a voice. So let's all declare freedom with a voice of freedom. Freedom! Okay, see, the word had a voice then. If I said the word compassion, you would go, compassion! Wrong voice. Hello? With the word. The voice is as important as the word. That's a Bible study you can do on your own. Stand fast, therefore, in the freedom by which Christ has made us free. Aren't you thrilled that that's in the past tense? Has made us free. Today, I believe there's going to be a mindset shift. It's available. In fact, what the Word of God does is he brings transformation into our lives as our minds are renewed. And it's important that we renew our minds to what the Word of God says and not to just what we think or what we've been told. Christ has made us free. So why then do I hear a lot of people praying prayers about, Lord, will you make me free? Oh, well, it's talking about something different. This is talking about who we are in Christ, but then in my daily life, I've got lots of areas that are held captive. Well, they will continue to be held captive already free. Stand fast, stand strong, stand firm. Be unshakable and immovable. So many other scriptures I could just pull like a tissue box right now, but I need to get through what I'm preaching today. Stand firm. Stand, and having done all to stand therefore. Stand. Look at someone and say, stand.
Stand. Okay.
And then I love this, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Don't allow yourself to be tied up, restricted, confined, contained, limited. Stand firm in your freedom. It's one or the other. We either stand in the freedom or we get entangled again. There's none of this, well, I'm a bit free and I'm a bit tied up. I don't even use those words in my daily life. You got any spare time this week? No, I'm a bit tied up, really. Anybody? I'm not even going to ask for a show of hands. Oh, can I speak to so-and-so? No, I'm afraid they're not here. Isn't it amazing what we fill our words with? When the word of God is clear that we're to fill our words with our future. I refuse to have a fear-filled, tied-up future. Because he's already set me free. I'm going to keep this just a little bit down for now because we're going a long way today. But let the word become flesh in your life today. Romans chapter 8, for you did not receive. Say, I did not receive.
I did not receive.
You did not receive a spirit of bondage again to fear. But you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba Father. The Spirit himself agrees, declares over my life. You wonder what the Holy Spirit's saying over me today? He's saying this: you're a child of God. You're a son of God. We'll leave that passage there. There's a lot more we could get into. Today I want to speak on free from fear. I think if there's one thing that has done more damage in the life of the believer than anything else, it is the spirit of fear. Some people don't even realize there's another way of living than subject to fear. Today it is now trendy to have elements of fear in your life. Oh, that's perfectly normal. That's just what everybody has. Come on, you got to be authentic, Pastor. Oh, I hate that word. Oh, man. I'm so glad it's not in the Bible. Because what it's become is, who do you think you are instead of what does God say that you are? The word of God in the word of God is truth. Oh, you're banging on about that one again, Pastor Jay. Yeah, it's never going to stop. Because Jesus is the truth. And he said, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. 3 John chapter 1, you'll prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Beloved, I rejoice when I hear that the church is walking in the truth and that there is truth on the inside. And what we must be very aware of in the day we are in, not as a defense, but as an advance, is that we have the truth, we're in the truth, he is the truth, and we are already free. The world wants to tell you, you are bound. You are restricted. You are the victim. You are in fear, and that is normal. I believe the normal Christian life is a life of freedom. Freedom. Come on, let faith arise today. The Christian life is a life of freedom. For he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Is anybody free in the house? Yeah, why? Because the Son has already made you free. When did that happen? That moment you said, Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart. I confess with my mouth. I humble myself and give my life to Almighty God and receive Jesus as my Savior. That very moment, God declared you free. Free. So the Holy Spirit declares over our lives that we are children of God, and if we're children, we are heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Some people don't even realize, they don't even understand that there's another way of living. They're taught that it's humility to labor under restriction and fear. Oh, that's just God keeping you humble. Some people have been tied up for so long that inner voice has become just second nature. That says, you can't. It won't. Just don't expect too much. You could never do that. That will never happen. Hebrews chapter 2, another incredible passage. They don't have this at the back because I just really felt to bring this in. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, Jesus himself likewise shared in the same. He became a human being. That through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage, restriction. Fear is something that cripples the believer. Cripples everybody, but we got an answer. We don't have to have it. The world lives in fear, and that's their life. That's what's already on the inside. That's what we're born into. But I'm glad we're born again out of it. The Bible talks about the generation we're in, and it says in Luke 21:26, men's hearts will fail them through fear, because of fear. You will see that increase in the coming years. Literally, fear will be killing people. Fear is a horrible thing. It's a spirit that wants to take hold of the way you think, the way you act, the way you speak, how you make decisions. It wants to bring restriction and control. Aren't you glad the Holy Spirit is not a controller? He's a leader. Fear is a controller. It's not a leader. It's a controller. People live their lives under control of fear. Oh, no, that's not me, Pastor Jay. No, no, that's not me. That's not, oh, fear. No, fear hasn't got control. And then you won't go and do something because you're scared of doing it. And I'm not just talking about the fact that being scared of something is the fear. No, fear is what results in what we do and don't do and say and don't say. There is freedom from fear in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Men's hearts will fail them for fear. Another verse. And you see, this is how much God hates fear. The fearful will not enter heaven. Revelation 21. It lists the fearful along with all the other sins. Why has he put fearful in there? I didn't think fearful was a sin. I didn't think fearful. Well, it depends how you see it, really. Because fear is not just being scared of something. It's what's going on the inside. It's what leads and guides our lives. And I'm so glad today there is freedom from fear. What sorts of fears are there? I'm not going to do a psychologist array of fears today. This phobia and that phobia, that's not what I'm talking about. I want to go into our daily lives, really. There are things like fear of failure. It's huge in people's lives. Keeps people small. Due to past experience or criticism or humiliation. I'm not doing that again. Fear of failure. What if I failed? Aren't you glad that the gospel is not a perfectionist gospel? It's a gospel of grace that says, have a go. I'll pick you up. I'll dust you off. Heaven forbid that a church is a place where people can't fail and be picked up again. Yet sadly, I've seen so many examples where people get it wrong. They fail and everybody wants to throw a stone. Citygate's not like that. Come on, that's about 9 of us who thought that. Citygate is not like that. We ain't throwing any stones. Doesn't mean to say that you go out and intend to fail. But I can almost promise you this. You are going to fail at some point in something. And from everybody I've spoken to, those are the greatest avenues into victory. Fear of failure. What about this one? Fear of rejection. Fear of rejection. The answer. You know, people crying for acceptance. I think we've just got a whole generation at the moment who just live for acceptance. The answer to the fear of rejection is not acceptance. Acceptance only covers up that you still have a fear of rejection. If the fear of rejection is not dealt with, people suck acceptance from everybody else. I need to be noticed. I need to be told I'm awesome. I love encouragement. Encouragement is wonderful. Somebody sent me a text last night or the other night. They just watched the Sunday before last when I can't remember what I spoke on now. It was awesome, though. Amazing. Incredible. I mean, what was it? Position for victory. And he said, just want to say, another pastor from another part of the world, he just sent me a message and just said, I just want to say that affected my life. Thank you. And said a few things. And I just said, thank you for the encouragement. And that was wonderful to receive some encouragement. Amen. Amen? We all love to receive encouragement. But not as a fix. Because we have an underlying fear of rejection and insecurity. Acceptance is never the answer, never the solution to the fear of rejection. it actually only reinforces that we need more acceptance. It's deep. I could put with the fear of rejection another one that goes hand in hand with that, the fear of man. What are they going to think? What are they going to say? That's a very dangerous place to live. When the plumb line of how we make decisions is what are they going to think? I need to do something. I need to act in this way or live in this way or speak in this way in order to keep everybody else happy. That's a dangerous place to live. What about this one? Fear of suffering. Wow, it's a bit deep this morning, Pastor Jay. It's all right, we're getting to the good stuff in a minute. Fear of suffering. There is a suffering. Every believer has to have a healthy and scriptural understanding and a doctrine of suffering. Because if we don't, we are very confused. Doesn't the Bible say we are to suffer with him? Yeah, but not suffer for sin. I'm so glad I'm not the sacrificial lamb. He's the only sacrificial lamb. Our suffering is a suffering of persecution. It's a suffering of shining for Jesus. It's not a suffering in sickness, suffering in poverty, suffering in sin. No, we're set free from all of that. Our suffering is that we will be persecuted for righteousness. Hello? Gotta have a healthy scriptural doctrine of suffering. A lot of Christians don't have it. So when the world asks these questions, why do bad things happen to good people? You never know. Da, da, da. You need a doctrine of suffering. You need to understand clearly that we are free from the curse of the law. But we are not redeemed from persecution. We're actually, this will blow someone's mind, we're actually redeemed into persecution. It's part of what you inherit as a believer. All those who want to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted. When you're the one that stands up and everybody else is saying, that's okay. And I'm not saying that we're standing with placards and banners. That's not what we do. What we do is shine. But we don't hide our light for fear of persecution. And when we are persecuted, you know what we do? That's what we do. The Bible says, leap for joy when people say bad things about you. Not because you're a problem and a pain in the neck, but because of your life that's shining. But people have a fear of suffering. They have a fear. I've known people all of my life who have a fear of getting cancer. Who have a fear of dying young because their dad had a heart attack at 49, and their grandfather had a heart attack at 56, and their great-grand, it's just in the family, you know, and there's something on the inside that says, I'm next. Isn't that sad? Oh, Pastor Jay, you just need to be wise in these things. There's a huge difference between wisdom and fear. Free from fear. Everybody say, free from fear. Okay, that had a voice. Fear of man. What about this one? And this is the underlying fear. It's the fear of death. Because fear of death is not just talking about fear of dying. See, the fear of death affects how you grieve for those you've lost. The fear of death is the because death is the underlying spirit. Death is what Adam brought in. The Bible says, Romans chapter 5, I think it is, or 1 Corinthians 15, whichever one it is. 1 Corinthians 15. Death reigned. See, death is not just about the end of your life. Death is the spirit of the world. It's what runs everything. It's what controls people's lives. It's what drives people's greed. See, there's life in God, or there's outside of God, there's death. And that death is what everything else comes from. It's the root of everything outside of the life of Christ. Death. And the fear of death is what restricts people's lives. So I want to get us away today. I'm not speaking on this, but the fear of death is not the fear of dying. It's the fear of what has fallen in the world that grips people's lives and causes them to act and think and live in a certain way. Fear is the spirit of the world. It is directly opposite to the life of faith. Now, I get asked a lot, you know, it sort of comes up. What is the opposite to faith? I'm a faith preacher. I'm a faith believer, whatever you make of that. I've lived in faith since I got saved, found out what faith will do. And the amount of times people say, faith and fear is the opposite to faith. And you know, faith, well, the opposite, to fear is love. And we have, you know, we love to have these opposites. The opposite to faith is not actually fear. The opposite to faith is what you see. It doesn't say you walk by faith or by fear. It says you walk by faith or you walk by what you see. And what you see runs by the spirit of fear in the world today. So to be free from fear, we've got to understand that we need to live that life of faith. Absolutely. I mean, there's so many things I could say about fear is believing the lies of the devil. Obviously, fear in the world is as a direct result of the sin of Adam. Because fear comes from death. What does fear cause us to do? It causes us to run and hide. It brings restriction and limitation. As I've said, fear will cause us to do the wrong thing ethically. I'd never dream of doing that, but fear comes in and we do it. Addictions and habits have their root in fear. Fear cripples activity and productivity. Think about Numbers 13. What a land God's given us to inherit. We can't do that. We're like grasshoppers in their eyes. We're grasshoppers in our own eyes. We can never do that. Fear cripples activity and productivity. Fear brings mental and emotional torment. Controls people's thinking and their lives. And fear opens the door. It's a strong thing to say, but fear opens the door for the devil to act. Come on in. Ephesians 4, do not give an inch to the enemy. Don't give him a foothold. Don't give him any part of your life. Well, the greatest way people give the enemy access into their lives is through fear. Oh, Pastor Jay, I thought it's through sin. Sin is only as a result of fear. Everything has its root in fear. Fear opens the door. Fear creates an environment of judgmentalism and control. You fear what you don't understand, and you judge what you fear. Fear, Arthur, this thing. I'm so glad I'm free from fear. Fear refuses to forgive. It'll refuse. Fear will refuse to release the offense. It's fear that keeps people bound. Fear that produces selfishness. Fear causes sickness and poverty. Absolutely, it does. Again, I'm not talking about being scared. I've been thinking a lot about fear and faith, and sometimes people think they've dealt with fear, but all they've done is seen that there was nothing to be scared of. That's not being free from fear. It just means you've realized that there's nothing to be scared of. Can you see the difference? What being free from fear is, in that instance, perhaps I've gone ahead of myself, is when you realize there's plenty in this situation that is a problem, challenging, could go wrong, but you step out anyway. See, to be free from fear is not being free from an opportunity. Oh, man. Okay. A lot of people think they don't have fear in their life just simply because they've never faced up to it and realized that it's not real. I can remember when I was, in fact, I think a couple of people were there. We were at an air show, and there was a height thing. And I used to do abseiling and rock climbing and all of that stuff up the cliffs. Hadn't done it for years, and I thought, oh, there's this thing, you remember it? About 20 meters up in the air, they're smiling at me because it was so embarrassing. And I went up thinking, yeah, I'll jump off this thing, and you're on a cable, and I went up there and I froze. I freaked. And I thought, where did this come from? I've never had a fear of heights. I used to abseil, jump off cliffs and all sorts of stuff. Now, I didn't realize it was there just quite simply because I hadn't had to face up to that thing. When the opportunity came, I found out something was there I didn't know was there. Wow. I think there's a lot of people who hide themselves away in a little protective environment. I'm free from fear. But quite simply, you're not in the environment where we find out what's really going on. It's like what we heard in the offering today. Wow, man alive. If God gave me £100 million today, oh, I could handle it. I'll be generous. If you're not generous now, you won't be generous then. Yeah. If you're not tithing now, you won't. Oh, I'll tithe when I got the money. No, that is absolute deception. Just saying. Yeah. I'll be forgiving then. Well, no, if you're not forgiving now, you won't be forgiving then. Finances are just an amplifier. Show what really is on the inside. And sometimes, you know, just like that, we go step by step in life. And I'm so glad that God doesn't put us in the environment where we just got to face up to everything in one moment. But can I say, we must not be hiding back in a little protective cotton wool environment. I've got a lot of friends in other parts of the world, and they've raised their kids and they've gone to Christian preschool and Christian junior school and Christian secondary school and Christian university. Oh, our kids are on fire for God. No, they're just protected. Hello? And they step outside of the university and wham, they're hit with the spirit of the world, and they find out that they're not as on fire as they thought they were. They've just not been exposed to something that's put that to the test. You getting anything out of this today? You see, a lot of us live these little protective lives. Yeah, I'm on fire, I'm good. And I think God wants us to be right out there in the middle of the world and live as overcomers in the middle of it. Yeah. Okay. Fear is at the root of everything that the enemy does, every thought that's negative, all the pressure to draw back, run away, give up, stop believing. Fear is at the root of all of it. The spirit of fear. The spirit of fear is the main attack on the believer to get us to step back and to paralyze us from stepping out, stepping up, stepping into, and being everything God has called us to be. Called us to be. I believe there's something going to arise in this place today that says, fear, you cannot stay here. I refuse this thing. I refuse to have my life and my decisions controlled by the spirit of fear. That doesn't mean to say there won't be opportunities where you're scared. It's a quality decision on the inside that says, I'm going to be led by the spirit and not controlled by the spirit of fear. Led by the Spirit of God, not controlled by the spirit of fear. Oh no, I can't do that because it'll all go wrong. It's time to rise up. Oh, you know what? If we did that, we just wouldn't have enough. No, time to step out. Oh, my kids, you know what? We need wisdom to raise our children today. And I, you know, over the years, I've seen the extremes of raising children, Christians raising children, expose them to everything, make a man out of them. And I sort of get that. Or protect them from everything because we want to protect their innocence. And I get that. So there's somewhere where all this works together. But it must not be led by fear. Must not be led by fear. It's got to be led by a spirit of faith. Do you remember in the Bible, a guy called Job, he was in fear that his kids would get it wrong. And his fear opened the door to the destruction of his family. He said, everything I feared has happened to me. Ecclesiastes, you break the hedge down, you will be bitten by the serpent. How'd you break the hedges down around your life? By living in fear. Serpent will come in. Fear of sickness, absolutely will open the door. Fear of poverty will open the door. Fear of family breakup will open the door. This thing, fear, we got to say no in Jesus' name. I refuse to be led by a spirit of fear. You know, here in City Gate Church, we want to raise champions. We want to raise world changers. Those who turn the world upside down. And one of the greatest things for a believer to get hold of is that I am free from fear. I refuse to allow myself to be controlled again, tied up again. There are people today, you're going to make a quality decision, never again. Today is my day of opening that prison door and coming out from this place of control. Fear of loneliness. Fear of rejection. Fear of things going wrong. God hates fear because it's a devil that controls people's lives. God wants us to live a carefree life. I'm not talking about a relaxed, blasé, laissez-faire. You know, the amount of people on a Sunday who say, take care. And you know what? I smile, but underneath I go, no. In fact, I say no. I refuse to take care. I'm going to cast my care. I'm redeemed from care because care is actually worries, and care is the thing in the Bible that strangles the word of God and causes you to bear no fruit. Yeah. Oh, take care, Pastor Jerry, take care. No, care. Care comes from fear. Something's rising up that says, I'm going to live by faith. I'm going to walk in the will of God for my life. I'm so thrilled we have these verses in the Bible as I start to draw to a close. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Therefore, I remind you, I think we need reminding, to stir up the gift of God that's in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. God has not given us a spirit of fear. In fact, I think actually dealing with fear is the most straightforward understanding in the Bible. It is so clear and so simple. And we think, oh, it's got to be harder than that, Pastor Jay. Surely it needs 3 months of counseling. Surely it needs, you know, this and that. And surely we got to dig back into the past. And surely we got to do. Well, I'm not saying there isn't a place for all of that. But you know what? God says this. He hasn't given us a spirit of fear, so I'm not going to receive one. Because I'm only going to have what he's given me. So what has he given us? Number one, he's given us a spirit of power. A spirit of power. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the dunamis power of God on the inside. It's that. Now, just notice with all of these, it's the spirit of God within. See, some of us want God to come from the outside. Set me free from fear, Lord God. Well, we got to completely undo all of that. And say, no, you've already made me free. Now I've got a spirit of power on the inside to live free. The Holy Ghost on the inside of us is a life of freedom. I think the grip of fear in our lives is destroyed, has already been defeated, but is destroyed. You know, his anointing removes burdens, destroys yokes. It's the river of God in us, flowing through us, which is the life of freedom. He's not just given us the spirit of power, he's given us a spirit of love. The love of God casts out all fear. All fear. Where is that love of God? Is it out there? Or is it in here? For the believer, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And if love casts out fear, and if love has come in, then fear has gone. I'm free. I'm free from fear. Why? Because I've got the spirit of life on the inside. The Holy Ghost. I've got the spirit of power. The spirit of love. But this third one, I think, is where the rubber hits the road. The spirit of self-control. The spirit of a sound mind. This is why the word of God is really clear. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. Oh yeah, hallelujah, great. But thinking straight, thinking right, thinking in line with the word of God. But it's not just the thoughts that we think. There's this incredible scripture, Ephesians 4, they won't have this at the back. Ephesians 4, 23. Do not be conformed to this world who are enslaved to fear. But be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The spirit of your mind. We talk about our mind, we talk about our thoughts, but I love Ephesians 4. Be renewed. And we know we're transformed by the renewing of our minds. He says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's not just talking about the thoughts you think, but why you think them. Where's it coming from? And I believe today in this place, there is freedom and there's renewing in the spirit of your mind. There are some people here today and you don't want to have a child because you're scared about bringing them up in the world today. It's a fear. There's something behind that. Fear controls so many things. And today, I believe God wants us to step out into that place of, you know what? I'm not just going to say I'm fear-free just because I haven't faced anything. But I'm going to say I'm fear-free because he who the Son sets free is free indeed. He's made me free. Therefore, I'm going to stand fast. Therefore, I'm going to be renewed in the spirit of my mind. Thoughts of worry and jealousy, hatred, unforgiveness, being the victim. Thoughts of greed and guilt and shame. All have to be replaced and renewed on the inside of the believer to the thoughts of Christ. And I absolutely believe today that the Holy Spirit is doing a work in this place. I could have shared this word today from a place of shouting and victory, which is absolutely right. That's where we are. But today, this is not just going to be a shout of joy and a living the same way. It's a place that says, I will not live like this anymore. I'm free. I'm free in Jesus' name. I'm free. People who keep going back to bad relationships because they don't think they'll get anybody else. I'm free from fear. I'm free from the spirit of fear. The power of God has destroyed death. And the fear of death is what's held people captive. I've just got so many scriptures here. I'm just going to read these through. I am blameless and free from accusation. Christ himself is in me. I'm firmly rooted in Christ and now I'm being built up in him. I have been made complete in Christ. I have been spiritually circumcised. My old nature has gone. The new has come. I have been buried, raised and made alive with Christ. I died with Christ and I've been raised up together with Christ. My life is now hidden with Christ in God. Christ is now my life. I'm an expression of the life of Christ because he is my life. These are all scriptures in the Bible. I am chosen by God, holy and dearly loved. I'm a son of the light, not of darkness. I've been saved and set apart according to God's own work. I am sanctified and am one with the sanctifier. He is not ashamed to call me his brother. I am a partaker of a heavenly calling. I have the right to come boldly before the throne of God and obtain mercy and grace in any time of need. I have been born again. I am one of God's living stones being built up in Christ as a spiritual house. I am a member of a chosen race. I am a royal priesthood. I am a holy nation, a person of God's own possession. I'm an alien and a stranger to this world in which I temporarily reside. I am an enemy of the devil. I am forgiven on account of Jesus' name. I am anointed by God. I am a child of God. I will resemble Christ when he returns. I am loved. I am like Christ. I have life. I am born of God. And the evil one cannot touch my life. I have been redeemed from all the curse of the law. I was healed. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am commissioned to make disciples. I am a child of Almighty God. I have been given peace. I am part of the true vine, a branch of Christ's life. I am clean. I am a friend of God. I am chosen and appointed by Christ to bear great fruit. I have been given glory. I have been justified. I am completely forgiven. I am righteous. I died with Christ and now walk in new life. I died to the power of sin's rule over my life. I'm a slave of righteousness. I am free from sin. I am free forever from condemnation. I am a son of God. God is my Father. I am a joint heir with Christ, sharing his inheritance. I have a spirit of faith. I am sanctified and called to holiness. I have been given grace in Christ Jesus. I have been placed into Christ by God's doing. Can we give God some praise right now? I have received the Spirit of God into my life. I know the things that have been freely given to me by God. I have the mind of Christ. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm united to the Lord and one spirit with him. I am bought with a price. I am not my own. I belong to God. I am called. I am chosen. I am a member of Christ's very body, of his family, of his body, of his temple, and of his army. I have been established, anointed, and sealed by God in Christ. I have been given the Holy Spirit as a pledge guaranteeing my inheritance which is to come. I am led by God in triumphal procession. I am to God the very fragrance of Christ. I am being changed evermore into the likeness of Christ. I have died. I no longer live for myself. I live for Christ by faith. I am a new creation. I am reconciled to God, and I am a minister of reconciliation. I have been made righteous. I have been crucified with Christ, and now I live Christ's life on earth. I am a son of God and one with Christ. I am an heir of God. I am a saint. I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. I was chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy, and I am without blame before him. I was predestined, and I am adopted as God's son. I have been sealed with the Holy Spirit. I am redeemed and forgiven. I have received God's amazing grace. I have been made alive together with Christ. I am God's workmanship. I have direct access to the very throne of Almighty God. I am a fellow citizen with God's family. I may approach God with boldness, freedom, and confidence. I am righteous. I am holy. I am a citizen of heaven. I am right now seated in heaven at the right hand of the Father. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I have been rescued from the domain of Satan's rule and transferred into the kingdom of Almighty God. I have been redeemed and forgiven of all my sins. The debt against me has been cancelled. I have been raised up and seated with Christ in heaven. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. I am Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. I am strong in the Lord. I have eternal, abundant life. I have been given exceeding great and precious promises by God. I am a partaker of God's divine nature. I am victorious through Christ. I am free in Christ, and I stand free. I do not have a spirit of fear. I have been given, and I receive, a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. Can we give God a shout of praise? Father God, we stand here today as those who are free. in Jesus' name, devil, take your hands off of God's property. God, we stand together today in resistance of a spirit of fear. In Jesus' name. Fear, words, fear, thoughts, fear, actions, fear, decisions. You are under our feet in Jesus' mighty name. We declare, I declare over every life in Christ, freedom from fear in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. If you believe it, let's give God some praise today. Father, we thank you that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Lord, a day of transformation. Day where the old is rooted out, faced up to, and defeated in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for a new door opening. We close the door to the activity of the enemy through restriction, limitation, because of the spirit of fear. And we thank you, Lord God, that we stand firm in the freedom that we have in Jesus' name. Amen. Right now in this place, with every eye closed and every head bowed, at the very heart of the message today is this is about a life with Christ. Outside of Christ is very different. The Bible says when you give your life to Jesus Christ, he becomes your Lord and your Savior. You're set free. You're transferred from darkness and into light, from death into life. And friend, perhaps you're here today and you know you need to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's the day of freedom. That's the day when everything changes. It's then a life of discipleship and learning and discovering, growing in our relationship with God, but it's the day of a new birth, a brand new start. And it's a new start of freedom. Wholeness, the goodness of God. Friend, perhaps you're here today and you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Today's your day. We've been talking about fear. You know, fear will keep people outside of Christ. Oh, what would I have to do? Come on. Jesus said, you must be born again. You must have a brand new start. The love of God is available today. The goodness of God. Perhaps you're here today and you are a believer, but you know what? You know you're not living like one. You're living like you're in the world. Attitudes and words and stuff. And today's a day for you perhaps to say, you know what? I'm not playing around anymore. I'm going to come back to God. With every eye closed and every head bowed, if you're here today and you're saying, yeah, Pastor Jay, I want to make a decision today. You can hear God knocking on the door of your heart and saying, will you open the door and let me in? With every eye closed and every head bowed, if you're here today to receive Jesus Christ as Lord of your life or to come back to God, I'm going to ask you to do something really simply right now, and that is to lift your hand right now in this auditorium, please. Awesome, mate. Awesome. Is there anyone? Wonderful. Beautiful. Is there anybody else here today? Come on. Hands. Wonderful. Is there anybody else here today? This is wonderful. A day of salvation. Wonderful. Let's all pray this prayer together, which is a prayer that says, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Say, Heavenly Father, thank you that you love me. You've demonstrated your love by sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, to pay the price for all my sin, to be raised from the dead. I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord, my Savior, my friend. Turn away from the way I've lived. And by the help of your grace and your power, I'll never be the same again. I receive eternal life. I receive freedom in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise today.